U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is heading to the Middle East today in the latest attempt to push for an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. Rice will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president's security forces began deploying to the northern West Bank city of Jenin today for a law and order campaign meant to show the government is laying the ground for statehood. The campaign has been dubbed Operation Smile and Hope. The forces, some of whom receive U.S.-funded training in Jordan, would target criminals and have orders to confiscate illegal weapons. The spokesperson for Oxfam International in Jerusalem is Michael Robin Bailey. He spoke to us about his hopes for the future of the region.
We're encouraged to see very clear recognition of the need to resolve the acute situation in Gaza and to halt the settlement expansion and get the peace process back on track. We're very interested to see what practical steps are taken after this very clear declaration of commitment on the part of the quartet members. But really, until there are practical steps, until we see changes on the ground in Gaza to improve the humanitarian situation and to return the economy of Gaza back onto a growth curve, there will be no let up in the misery suffered by the 1.5 million people trapped in Gaza. Similarly, until we see a stop to settlement expansion in West Bank and East Jerusalem, we won't see any confidence in the Israeli commitment to the peace process.